You're going to get your butt kicked at the gym the next time you go, you know
wouldn't
that?
Be the first time, it won't be the last.
I have to tell you that there is a listener who said, my husband asked if my 6-foot-tall daughter bought her clothes at Amazon.com.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's a dad.
How about that?
All right. Well, speaking of Amazon.com, something in the news today. It's a Tech Tuesday. We have Bridget Carey on the line, a CNET senior editor and also the host of the CNET Update.
It's Tuesday, February 9th. I'm Jill E.
Thank you, Jill.
Hey, Jill.
So, Bridget, some things I was talking to Bill off the air. I love shopping on Amazon.com. Sometimes you try and save money and maybe you'll get a cord for your phone or your laptop. But sometimes, even though they work temporarily, they might be doing more damage than you thought.
Yeah, so here's where the buzz all started. There's a new type of port coming out in some of the brand spanking new laptops and smartphones. It's called a USB Type-C port. This isn't your normal USB port where you have to fiddle to go, oh, which way is the right way in? It actually works both ways, and it's faster, and it charges as well as send data. And it is so new that we have a lot of companies that you've never heard of making cables for them. And there's a Google engineer has been spending some time buying them on Amazon, testing them out with his Google Chromebook laptop. And one of them instantly fried his computer. It was wired poorly. So just because something online is a cheap cable, you kind of have to now go, whoa, it's so new. There aren't standards necessarily for who's making what. And it could just demolish your computer in an instant because, you know, it's power going into this thing. And just like if you wire any power outlet wrong, it could fry your computer. So it fried his computer, and it's basically a situation where if you want to buy spare cables at this point, so early in the game, don't just trust anything on that happens. Well, if Amazon sells it, it must be good. Don't think that way. You have to either go to the manufacturer, you know, if you need an extra one, or just use the ones that, you know, you got from the manufacturer, or really thoroughly read reviews from people who say it works okay. But still, I would be skeptical and cautious of any product that comes from a strange name company that doesn't have many reviews.
A lot of times I'll go to Five Below and get a cord for my iPhone because the iPhone charger is like $20.
Right.
Why wouldn't you try and get it for $5? And it's worked well, but it works very short term. It's like after a few weeks, you plug it into your phone and it'll say this accessory is not supported by iPhone.
Yeah.
So
you know, when you hear stories of like people's phones blowing up, it's because they're using like these sketchy third-party chargers. I'm not saying you bought a sketchy one.
Name of the company is Sketchy.
Sketchy.com.
Yeah.
Bridget, but if something like that happens where you put in a wire and that has obviously ruined the computer, is that company liable for that? Can you go after them, or is it just buyer beware?
Well, that's an interesting case. You can get a case study going against that. I would right now, though, say it's definitely buyer beware.
Yeah,
they could say, because I mean, at least you know, Apple or Samsung can go and say, well, you should have used our stuff, you know. And the company who makes it, like, could you hunt them down, or are they like in the middle of nowhere,
sure,
in other country, you know?
And speaking of Amazon, didn't it come up in the news recently that a lot of the reviews are fake?
Oh, that's always kind of an issue sometimes.
So check the reviews. It's difficult
to do.
It did
get brought up again.
Yeah.
They actually have people who will just, you know, write fake things and actually get paid to make accounts so it looks legitimate, because if you have too many fake ones, you can get booted off. There are people who make money on the side just making reviews and, you know, with like new IP computer addresses so they can't be traced. Yeah,
so
it's something new. It's to be skeptical.
So a company they'll go out and fish for people and say, hey, we want to bolster our whatever product we make, so we'll give you X amount of dollars if you say something kind. That's how it works?
It should not be done by any company that is legitimate, but
yeah,
it definitely happens to companies that you know and brands you've heard of. So, yes, the answer is yes. And It's very much frowned upon, and that's why a big stink is made when people discover this, because they go on the forums online and, you know, criticize the company, and they're like, oh, we had no idea this is happening.
Can't trust anyone.
I guess not.
And that's why I go to CNET.com. I bought a new microwave over the weekend, and you just go to CNET.com and you type things up, microwave reviews, although it's a little outdated. It was from 2015 or 2014, I think. So I go and read the reviews on CNET.com.
Mm-hmm.
We can trust those, can't we?
For especially the really high-tech kitchen appliances, we do have a section now for that stuff, you know, the really high-tech fridges and dishwashers and such.
Did you get a high-tech, is your microwave oven, is this new one doing things that the old ones didn't do?
No, I just went with how it looked.
Yeah, that's the best way to judge a microwave.
And some of the reviews on it, but I did not go the top of the line at all. It's a microwave, for God's sakes. We don't even use it for anything but making popcorn and heating up lean cuisines.
Yeah.
Also, something that was very exciting, I know when we were speaking to you on a Tech Tuesday years ago, I had fallen outside the building and I could get up, but when I got up, my cell phone screen was damaged and I went and got a new iPhone. But now I noticed in the news, and you've got something on this, Apple stores are now going to buy back shattered, broken glass iPhones?
Yes. So this is brand new. Before, if you wanted to trade in your phone for store credit, they wouldn't take back shattered screens, and now they are taking them back. So it's another option for you out there. If you rather just upgrade than spend the money on a repair, you can do that now just directly at an Apple store. But there's another issue going on with breaking your phone that I really want to let listeners know about, because it's kind of drastic. You know how the new iPhones on the home button that below it has a fingerprint scanner?
Mm-hmm.
If you break that, people used to just go to an independent shop to get that fixed. But something just cropped up where if you go somewhere outside of an Apple store to get that fixed, the software in the iPhone will completely disable your phone. It's called Error 53, if you want to look up more about it. But it's very controversial because it's a very simple piece to replace. But what Apple's thinking is, in their new software update, they will completely, they call it bricking a phone because it's as useless as a brick. If they think, someone touched or tampered with the home button, that means it's a security issue and this phone is now locked forever. And it doesn't feel fair to people who just want to be able to, you know, go to a shop to get it fixed, because it's a monopoly, essentially, that Apple's saying you must come to us or else. But it is a big warning out there. If you ever did get it fixed before and you updated your system, you might have come across this. Don't update your software, but it might be too late by now because the software's been out for a little bit. It's just really ramping up in the news now as more people are complaining. And Apple has spoken out and said, yes, this is a security feature. We do this on purpose. But now there's buzz that maybe some people want to take Apple to court for being unfair about how you can get your phone fixed. So we'll have to watch this over time. But either way, if you break that thumbprint scanner, go right to Apple. Do not go anywhere else, because then your phone just won't work.
And a lot of times when people broke the glass on their phones, there's a lot of places that replace that too.
Sure, right.
And we all would know willingly that if someone else works on it that's not Apple, you kind of default your warranty.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know it would lock up your phone. This is totally new. Error 53 is what it's called, right?
Yeah, they actually built this into the software. So, because they're thinking as well, what if a hacker tampers with a fingerprint scanner? Obviously, that is a bad situation. But shouldn't there be something for an independent seller to get certified, maybe, or go through some class? But no, that's not an option. It's Apple or nothing if you break it.
And if you're getting a new iPhone, does CNET or you recommend going right to the Apple store or going to the carrier that you have your cellular service with?
Oh, you can go to either. I always go to my carrier because it depends on how busy one is or the other. But, you can kind of, especially if you want to work out what plans you have and have a conversation about plans, sometimes the carrier can do more than maybe Apple, who just kind of gives you the phone and goes, well, I'm clicking from one of three choices here, you know?
Yeah.
And they might, you know, have an expert who knows about the plans and the differences. But I tend to, if you know you want AT&T, if you know you want Sprint or Verizon or whatever the case is, then just go over there and see what they got. Sometimes that helps. But if you need specific help with your iPhone, you can always go to an Apple store anyways later and get advice. You know, it's not like you can't ever go to them after the fact to ask questions about how to use it.
Got it.
Bridget, thanks so much. Have a great rest of the week.
Yeah, you too.
Absolutely. That's Bridget Carey, CNET senior editor, host of CNET's Daily Update. It's right there on your computer. We'll take a quick break.